Seeds of Peace, how do you feel?
We feel good! Oh, we feel so good!
Every year, camp officially begins with a flag-raising ceremony and inspirational messages from former campers and from staffers to the newest crop of seeds. Around the world, there are now 5,200 of them.
The people here are not your enemies. You're to learn from each other.
Tim Wilson is a special advisor to Seeds of Peace and a former camp director.
It is extremely important that you do not blame people here for something over there. You had nothing to do with it. When you put your head on the pillow tonight, you just think about the rest of the world and where you are and what you can do to make it better. What you can do to make it better.
As much as young campers from the Middle East and South Asia want to embrace that idea, they say they must first confront their own belief systems. Out of concern for camper safety back home, those who spoke with reporters only provided their first names.
My name is Nitzan. I am 16-year-old Israeli. I attended camp first session in 2012, 2 years ago, and now I'm returning as a peer support, PS, for the second year.
Nitzan says being a camper was challenging. Campers spend about 70 hours in facilitated group dialogue sessions that can be enlightening, engaging, and at times emotionally heated. But as hard as that first year was, Nitzan says going home to Israel after camp was harder. She says some question why she has Arab friends.
The last 2 years have been really tough in terms of like trying to keep hope and trying to understand both sides and also to learn about my community, which I feel like I've learned to see my side as not black and white as well. In terms of my country's future, as difficult as it is, I really just see no other option as peace. It has to happen at some point. It can't continue like this.
The most difficult thing for me is like basically being here with all what is happening back home.
Rima is a Palestinian living in Israel who is also serving as a peer support.
When you start talking and you suddenly remember that back home there are people whom are crying. Back home there are people whom their voices are not raised. And you tell yourself, push yourself, get more energies and still like keep on doing what you came here for. It's not easy to keep on having those energies.
Seeds of Peace continues beyond camp with support and dialogue sessions and even mediation training for those who want to become facilitators. And facilitating is important when seeds are using words such as genocide to describe what they see happening in Gaza, or when terrorist is used to describe leaders of the Palestinian resistance.
I just talk about what happens to me as a human, and that's what you learn here.
17-year-old Selma, also a peer support, is one of just two campers from Gaza. Eight others who were scheduled to attend camp were unable to get out of the country because of the fighting. Selma says she hasn't lost anyone close to her, but a bomb destroyed her school in 2009. And she says in the last few weeks, three of her neighbors' homes have been lost to shelling, and a car was blown up in front of her house. Her own family has also had property damaged.
Well, my dad's land was demolished 6 times. He had 200 olive trees, but he keeps planting them over and over again.
So he's a seed.
You can say that. I think he would have been if it was on his time.
This past weekend, the new campers in Bunk 14 had a question. Do the seeds of peace grow up to become trees of peace? Some seeds say they already have. Others, like 16-year-old Nitzan of Israel, says that depends on so many unknown factors. But Rima, who says she intends to be a leader armed with everything she's already learned, says the seeds do become trees, as long as they have enough water. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.